Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of the Some Gender Going On podcast. My name is Izzy Grossoff, and this time we're going to be talking about internalized transphobia and feelings of disgust and of evil. This is a bit of a sad one. So, there's a societal attitude, which was especially pervasive when I was growing up, that gender exploration, especially when visible to others, causes direct harm to those others. If I go out in a dress, I'm so revolting, so ugly, so monstrous, so threatening, that the people who have the misfortune to see and or interact with me are significantly and importantly harmed by that interaction. If I wear a wig or makeup or am feminine, that monstrousness is harm, and that harm makes repression or revenge or any response valid. That was the attitude that I was growing up with. It's an attitude that gender exploration is actively violent because the disgust it engenders is normal, and that I am violent for bringing this horrific figure into their life. That was how I felt about myself. I internalized this message. I internalized it so much that I felt like I was being unethical and wrong and violent, even by exploring my gender in complete privacy when I was a kid. That by choosing to bring this gender exploration in the world where somebody could see it or interact with it, even if against my will, I'm bringing this horror into the world, and I'm being a bad person by doing that. That was how I felt about myself. And it combined with my dysphoria. I really didn't like how I looked, how I felt, my body, my emerging masculine appearance, my masculine by default presentation, my masculine learned way of interacting with the world. So I was very vulnerable to these messages of disgust, prone to feel that way about myself. To feel like, if I choose to bring this into the world, I deserve everything I get, and moreover, I am being harmful, and that my pain of not getting to be myself, of repressing myself, that doesn't count as harm, because how could I ever be harmed by being cis? I mean, being cis is normal. It's good. It's pure. It's honorable. It's duty. It's everything light and clean in the world. And I don't like it? Well, I certainly can't be harmed by doing the right thing and being cis. No, the only people who could possibly be harmed in this interaction is if I make the awful choice to be trans or to explore my gender even more basically and bring that uncleanness into the lives of others. Now, if you can't tell from my voice, I'm being extremely sarcastic. This attitude was complete bullshit, as I'm now very aware, but, you know, I was a kid, just, you know, not necessarily ready to shout down everything society believed about me. I can do that now, but it took some work, and it took finding people like me, and affirmation and support, and a lot of things. It didn't come from nowhere. And so then, I just accepted it. I just internalized that message and thought I was a terrible person. Because while thinking and believing and even knowing that what I was doing was wrong and disgusting and violent and evil, I explored anyways. I mean, I did it in absolute secrecy, but, you know, I was choosing to do it. But I had to. Or maybe my moral sense that this was wrong wasn't on all the time. And sometimes I'd be tired or alone or not caring, and I'd listen to my heart rather than to my sense of what was right and wrong. Now, of course, my sense of what was right and wrong was horribly off base, and my heart was in the right place, but I didn't know that. I resonated with a moment in Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain, which I read around that age. So there's a moment where Huck is torn between helping his friend Jim escape down the river, escape away from slavery, versus doing what the paragons of goodness in his society, like his church teacher, would tell him that he should do, which is to turn Jim in. And the thing is, Huck has never been the most moral kid. He's always getting into mischievous scrapes and bending the rules and, you know, doing things his own way. But now he's faced with this desperately important moral decision. Should he help his friend, or should he turn him in? I mean, he knows what's right and what's wrong. He has a moral sense here. Helping his friend is wrong. Turning him in is right. That's what a good person would do. That's what it says in the Bible. Or at least that's what everybody's told him it says in the Bible. He hasn't read it. So he weighs up his options. He looks at right, he looks at wrong. He looks at his friend Jim, and he picks what he knows is wrong, which is helping him escape, because that's what his heart tells him. Now, I'm perfectly aware that gender exploration isn't nearly as morally weighty as helping your friend free enslavement. But still, I knew there was a right and wrong. I had a moral sense, and I chose wrong. I chose to explore, at least occasionally, at least in private, at least when nobody would ever see me, because that's what my heart told me. And it's a strange feeling to look back from a distance of decades and see that my heart knew much better than my mind, and certainly much better than the paragons of my society. Just like it would have been for Huck if he was a real person and, you know, he grew up and he internalized the horror and evil of slavery and saw that his heart had known better than his society, and certainly than those paragons of goodness he used to look up to. And sure, there's plenty of people who didn't learn who are still transphobic, but they're not very convincing, because it's not uniform and it's not omnipresent. I mean, now it's just some assholes, or a lot of assholes, but it's not everyone that I interact with, and it's not everyone that some future kid who's growing up who has the underlying feelings like mine, it's not going to be everyone they interact with. And I'm really happy about that. The truth is, gender exploration is fine and good and cool, actually. And it's a lovely world to live in where I can feel that not just with my mind, but with my moral sense, too. Now, back then, when I was growing up, I wasn't the only person feeling disgusted at myself, feeling violent and monstrous and evil. There were a lot of other repressed trans people and eggs and aspiring gender nonconformists and people whose heart was telling them to explore gender. And a lot of us were in the same boat, internalizing these same messages. And I found some of them online. Now, this was a real negative community, a community convinced of our own disgustingness, of our violence, of our monstrousness, of our evil. And in that group, there wasn't a strong separation between this kind of thing society disapproved of, and a lot of other things that society disapproves of. But it wasn't just that society disapproved them. These were actual major problems. Like bigoted shit, misogyny, racism, homophobia, transphobia, of course, and a lot of other things that I'm not going to talk about here because it doesn't bear repeating. Now, I never posted in these spaces. I mean, to be honest, I was terrified of having any online presence, and certainly not in this space. But I spent a lot of time there. I read a lot of what was being said, interspersed among the gender exploration. I didn't like it. I didn't like it then, I don't like it now. I was there for the gender exploration, which was there and which was often nice, but I really didn't appreciate all the rest of it. And to be honest, it kept me feeling gross. Even after I started to feel more comfortable with my gender exploration, I felt gross that it was happening in a community like this. Because a lot of what was going on there was just out and out garbage, the kind of beliefs that set you on the road to being a much worse person. Okay, and I don't want those kind of beliefs, and I don't want to be around people with those kind of beliefs. But that's where the gender exploration was, because, if transness is disgusting and evil, and we're doing it anyways, then why shouldn't every disgusting and evil thing be fine? If we were in the sort of space where they didn't let you post disgusting shit, they wouldn't have let you post gender exploration because me and everybody else knew it was disgusting. At least everybody I was interacting with or hearing from. I wasn't posting shit. Now, of course, transness is actually lovely. Society just hadn't gotten the message. And that other shit was most definitely not. There's a very clear line between the two. And, I like things on the other side. I like things now where I can have my gender exploration and not that fucking crap that I was surrounded by whenever I went looking for gender exploration growing up. But that was the situation back then. I did not like it. I didn't appreciate it. I'm glad to be out of those days. Wasn't a nice place for a kid to grow up. Left me with a lot of bullshit to deal with. I didn't outright believe that garbage, but I treated it as normal or unalarming or the sort of thing a lot of people believe, even if I was not on board with it. When in fact, it was very alarming and a problem and not something I want to be around and not something I should have to be around, like objectively. But I didn't know that because what kind of standards did I have? So I had a lot of garbage I needed to much more emphatically reject than I'd learned. But, I'm doing better over time. I'm doing better now. I've left those days long behind me, and I'm glad. Sometimes I hear the slogan, "Protect trans kids." I never feel like they're talking about a younger me. Back when I was a trans kid, even if I didn't know it yet. Because I have trouble thinking of younger me as someone innocent or fragile or in need of protection, or even deserving of protection. Instead, all I could think of myself of then was as someone monstrous, someone dangerous, someone to be protected from. Not, the person looking fearfully in the night. But as the person lurking in the shadows. I think there's some sense in which, yeah, younger me was someone innocent, someone fragile, someone in need of protection. It's hard to see myself that way. It's hard to give myself that love. I mean, I was just a kid trying to find their way in the world. Or into this fucking garbage. But it's not that I needed to be protected from this. I needed something that didn't exist. And just having this cut off wouldn't have made things any better. I would have just repressed harder. What I needed was gender exploration to be so normal that nobody cares if you do it out in public and that you don't have to hide. And that's the world I have now. But that's not being protected. That's being affirmed. So, yeah, I was innocent and I was fragile, but I wasn't in need of protection. I was in need of being loved. I feel loved now. So maybe the slogan should be, you know, affirm trans kids or support trans kids or have trans kids' backs or something. But not protect. I didn't need to be more confined, to have less options, to have safer options. I needed more options. That's not really what protection looks like. Now, I'm sure someone's going to try someday to twist something I've said to make me out to be a horrible, ugly, dangerous, violent, monstrous person somehow. Maybe they'll try to use this episode. Maybe they'll use a different one. Maybe they'll use a photo of me. Whatever. They're going to try to say that I'm the monster their kids need protecting from. That some future kid, like the kid I used to be, oh, they're a monster too. Because that's what a mindset of disgust and fear and protection looks like. Who's the monster? Who needs protection from? And that mindset is never really going to help me, or people like me, or people like the kid I used to be. Because the system never really changes. It's built around a narrative that different is weird, and weird is bad, and bad is wrong, and wrong is evil. And that narrative, it's not changing anytime soon. So, you know, the system still thinks I'm disgusting, even if it's quieter about it. But what matters is, I don't believe it anymore. I haven't for a long time. That's what's important. The disgust of the public, of other people, it never really mattered that much, not compared to being disgusted at myself. I'm not anymore. I love myself. I'm beautiful to me. I'm the person I want to be. This is the future. A future where I'm not disgusted by myself. And you don't have to be disgusted by yourself either. Welcome to the future. Isn't it marvelous? Thank you for listening. Thank you for thinking. I hope you enjoy this episode.